Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paulo Moraes, and I would like to present you my story that is in the poster number 88, and it's talked about a comparison of two bulk sampling strategies for fiber quality improvements in a pedigree scheme. So, as we know, there is variability within the plant, and bulbs in the distal positions are developed in conditions less than optimum during the season. Therefore, they will usually present a fiber quality inferior to the other positions. In this graph here, for example, we can see the aphis fiber length distribution by number, the beginning, of low, middle, and top positions. Here in the top positions, we can see that there is a higher amount of short fibers, not so many long fibers. So this is what can be considered as a bad quality. And the other two positions, middle and top, they are good quality. So we can see that if the breeders, they pick samples at hand or from the whole plant, they might underestimate the effect of these bad quality balls on the overall sample that is analyzed. And with these, they might have some surprises at the, and when they are going to release the varieties. So, but the other way, if the breeders make the decision just in the bad quality part of the plant, if they see something bad, no big deal. It's what they expected. But if they see, found something good on the bad part, something might be going on. So to test this hypothesis, we developed a population and selected some IPSs in F2. And half of these individuals, we applied the standard protocol. We picked at handle samples from everywhere in the plant, and the other half we took it just from the top, just some distal balls. And we also used a predictor index to select individuals to plant the F3 seeds, and we performed this. And we have these results that are in the poster number 88. And we found that the whole and the top sampling protocols really improved the fiber quality traits. And but we saw that the alternative protocol was the most efficient. So Mr. Heinz is going to present another work, and he will show how the effect of this small change in the fiber quality length distribution can affect the yarn quality. So it might look something small, but it can really have a huge impact for the fiber quality. And I would like to thank Cotter Incorporated for funding this research. And I would like to invite you all to come to the poster in the afternoon. Thanks a lot.